prefabricated houses wonderful. You can buy one for $1,000, including delivery.
Mm-hmm. They'll even bring it back to you on windy days.
Oh, darling.
We want to be happy.
But we won't be happy.
Till we make you happy, too. So,
won't you come over to our house? Won't you come over today?
Yes, neighbor to neighbor, we welcome you in the friendly Sears Roebuck way. Well, howdy, friends. We're issuing a very special invitation to each and every one of you to come on over for some songs and fun.
Oh, and we're expecting a very, very special guest. Goodness, Johnny, do you realize that it's November 1st?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it seems like only yesterday was October 31st.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, happy November 1st to everybody. And remember, November, December, or whatever, you're always welcome at our house for some fun and gossip.
Oh, just a minute, honey. It isn't nice to gossip.
Well, it might not be nice, but it seems to be necessary because gossip goes on no matter what happens. It's always in season. And if it isn't gossip, there are always rumors. You know, rumors.
Okay, honey, we catch on. Don't worry, Uncle Tubby. She's just in the mood to sing, so let's go.
The rumors are flying that he's got me signed, that I'm in a crazy kind of a day, a lazy sort of a haze when I go walking. I hear people talking. They say our affair is not just a passing phase. And they whisper about the flowers
you keep sending by the dozen.
And they wonder about the hours that I spend with you.
It keeps them buzzing.
The rumors are flying, and I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. Come for a change, darling. All the rumors are true.
And speaking of old Dame Gossip, here's another rumor that's true, honey.
Oh, Johnny Rogers is the model husband of the block.
Oh, egoist. No, it's that Sears' great annual November fur event offers some of the greatest values in history.
Oh, fur values, fur Christmas people, huh?
Yeah. But, Johnny, you really should see some of the fur coats that they're showing. They're breathtakingly beautiful, designed in smart new styles that are right off the front page of fashion, all bearing the famous name of Terrybrook.
Is that something?
Is that something? Why, Johnny, Terrybrook furs from Sears are known far and wide. A Terrybrook label in your fur coat means quality.
That's right.
That's the fact.
Hmm.
And Sears has every kind of fur imaginable. Squirrel, lamb, and even beautiful mink.
If you want a Searing Slink, try a Terrybrook mink.
Love that mink.
Yeah.
And they have many styles in the fur of the year, which is Mouton lamb. It's so beautiful and yet so practical, Johnny.
Is there anything in an eager beaver?
Oh, Johnny, yes, they even have that. And friends, you'll want to see the outstanding fur coat values featured now in Sears' great annual fur event. Be sure to ask about Sears' three-way buying plan, too.
Yep, fur coat buying is easy when you shop at
Sears.
Shop at Sears.
Shop at Sears.
If you want to shop, just make one stop at your one-stop shopping center. Shop at Sears. Shop at Sears. Shop at Sears.
Oh, Johnny, there's the door. Will you get it, honey?
Okay, I'll go get it, dear.
I wonder if that...
Well, hello.
Oh, it
Gosh,
is.
It's Diana Lynn. Come on in.
Hello, Diana. Welcome over to our house.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Gosh, you're out of breath.
Oh, yes, I am just a little bit. You see, it's this way. I just came from a luncheon at the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm kind of tired from yesterday. It was the Junior Chamber of Commerce yesterday, and then there were the interviews, and then I had to go down and do something for the community test. And, well,
oh,
you get the
it
idea.
It must be awful to be a movie star. Johnny, quit.
Oh, golly, I don't... Huh? I was... goodbye. Judy, did you have something out in the kitchen that you wanted to take care of? There was something that I was sure that you had something out there.
Yes, dear. I'll go out in the kitchen and you can talk to the movie star.
Okay, goodbye. Say, Diana, you know, Judy and I have been awful anxious to see you over here at our house, and we've heard so much about you and seen you in the pictures and everything. You know, you're making us awful nervous today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought I was nervous all by myself.
Oh, no, I'm just taking my place, you know. Judy!
Yes,
come here!
Matter.
Well, I'm scared to be alone with that pretty girl. So come on
over
here.
All right. Well, I'm not afraid of her, even if she is awfully pretty. Tell us, what are you doing in town? Why are you here especially, Diana?
I'm here for the Junior Poultry Show at the Civic Auditorium. If you don't mind, I'll leave tug here. Just
why,
a little one.
Now.
We've got two shows beginning today, and two Saturday and two Sunday.
Oh, I see. And you're here to help publicize the show, is that it?
That's right. And I'm going to play the piano.
Oh, are you?
Uh-huh.
You played in some of your pictures, didn't you?
Yes, but very slightly. I did a little bit in Out of This World and a little bit in the first one I made, but all told is about 5 minutes. You know, it's a little dull. I go to pictures and I see Cornell Wilde playing the piano like mad. And I go to other ones and I see Catherine McLeod, and I've always loved you playing the piano like mad. I grew up playing the piano and I never get to play.
Oh, it's a pity, too, because we heard you playing in Out of This World, and that minute waltz was really out of this world, I know.
Thank you,
Doc. Say, confidentially, do you know anything about chickens?
Confidentially, no.
But it's fun anyway.
Yes, it is. And they're awfully healthy.
The chickens.
Oh, yeah.
What's your next picture, Doc?
Well, I'm about to go back and do Little Women for David Starhead.
Oh, I bet you'd love that.
I think it'll be fun.
That's right, yeah, you do.
I'm playing Amy, the youngest in the Brat, shall we say?
The Brat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, but you don't look like a Brat. The movies do awful things to you sometimes, don't they?
Diana, are you going right back to Hollywood from here?
Yes, I am. This is my only appearance.
Well, you just came up here for the chicken show.
That's right.
Oh, those lucky chickens. Giant. Well, Diana, about this piano playing, we've been hearing that you grew up with a piano. You said that yourself. I understand you were sort of a child prodigy.
Oh, please, not that. Anything but that.
Anything but that?
I wasn't, actually. My mother was a piano teacher, you see.
Oh.
So it was kind of natural that I'd play. I played by ear when I was four, and I started reading music when I was six.
That's what really brought you to Hollywood, you were playing piano.
Yes, it was an accident, actually. They were looking for a bunch of young musicians to be in a picture called There's Magic in Music. And I went over to accompany a friend of mine, a young violinist. So I got there, and they asked me to play, and all of a sudden I was standing up there saying lines.
Oh, Diana, it's certainly wonderful to meet you and have you take all the trouble to come over here at our house. We know you're awfully busy while you're in Seattle, and a lot of people will be out to the show to see you and the chickens. So thanks a lot for dropping in.
Thank you so much, Judy and John. It was a great pleasure, and I'll see you again soon.
Oh, it was awful nice to have you, Diana. Say, I know you're busy, but not too busy to sit down and have a cup of coffee.
I'd love it.
Park yourself right over there, and we'll be doing it.
Okay, and Johnny, now what do you say that we get busy with our business? Huh?
Okay, me sponsor the house. We could sort of take a glance at the paper and see what's going on in this funny old world.
Oh, you mean already it's time to rise?
Sure, let's read about Tacoma, and you take the first
time. Okay. Now, over in neighboring Tacoma, fire prevention was the talk of the day, and a demonstration lecture was given in the most graphic sort of way.
The speaker, while explaining how dangerous gas can be, rigged up an experiment gadget. The gas line is most dangerous to
me. Gasoline, that is.
Okay.
With some gas in a pipe and a spark plug and the help of a little wire, he started to explain his point.
But he set the whole place on fire. Oh, I don't want to set the world on fire. At least he didn't want to. Joe White, the manager of the Washington State Survey and Rating Bureau, merely meant to prove his point in a demonstration in Tacoma that gasoline is dangerous to play with. When he pushed a button on a gadget he'd hooked up to demonstrate with, boom, he started the nicest fire you ever saw, and the audience scattered pell-mell to the nearest exit. When he finally got the fire out, his audience was definitely convinced that gasoline is a dangerous fuel. No fuel like an old fuel.
Oh, Johnny. And what do you think of this? Now, you've heard of drive-in restaurants where you serve gas at your car, where girls in fancy uniforms bring the food to where you are.
Now, some enterprising businessman in D.C., the residents have to think, because he started the idea of a modern drive-in bank.
Oh, that's a fair. Here's your change. Drive in the game sometime.
Yeah, some idea. Just drive up and toot your horn and blink your lights, and the bank teller will scurry up, take your money, and maybe give you some. Yes, actually, this new idea has been presented by the Hamilton National Bank in Washington, D.C., getting serious consideration. It's an ingenious old world.
Oh, it happens every day in a different way. People make the world go round, go round, go round.
Say, Johnny and Uncle Tubby, have you met the new next-door neighbor?
No. What have we seen?
Well, she came from South America and she has the funniest ideas. I met her the other day, and did you know what she said?
No, what?
She said, I'm the chief of banana, and I've come to say I come from East Ohio, and Danny waves away. I say I'm deep banana, both from here to beach, you see, I can help good neighbors fall asleep.
I bring a song about bananas. I sing it low, I sing it high. I make a hit with Maritano. I sing a song about bananas.
I sing about the moonlight and the very, very tropical equator.
That's all you sing about bananas and the refrigerator. Oh, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. I'm to eat a banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way when they are flecked with brown and have a golden hue. Bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad,
You can put them in the fire any way you want to eat. It's impossible to be.
But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you could never put bananas in a refrigerator. Don't keep them hot.
Oh,
hey, wait a minute. What goes on here?
Don't forget it. I cried for you.
I think I do get it. You're not crying for me at all. You're just angling for a new fur coat from Sears.
Well,
you can't fool me. All during the war, you've been crying because you couldn't get the kind of coat you wanted. And
yes, Johnny, now that Sears is starting their big November fur event, well, we just can't afford not to get me a new fur coat.
Okay, go ahead. Convince me.
Well, first of all, there's nothing like those lovely Terry Brook furs that Sears keeps. And Johnny, you should see them. They're in all styles and all kinds of furs to choose from. And I just love those big push-up sleeves. And, well, I prefer the ones with the tuxedo front. And I think that I'll get one.
Oh, no, wait a minute. How much?
Oh, Johnny, don't be silly. You know that Sears always has the very best in value. And listen to this, new spouse of the house. There are three convenient plans for payment, so it'll hardly even make a dent in the budget.
Okay, honey, you win. Well, we've said it before, and we can say it again. It pays to shop at Sears.
It sure does.
Uh-oh, Judy, it's getting late. Darn it, I got to go back to work.
Oh, heck.
Why does it get so late, so early, when I'm so in love with you? We never dance enough, don't get to dance enough. Why, honey, we just don't have time to romance enough. To think of all those hugs and kisses that we never will get to. Why does it get so late, so early, honey, when I'm so in love with you? Why does it get so late, so early, when I'm walking home with you? It may be two or three, but honey, God knows me. Tonight's the right opportunity. How can I leave you now, boy, when my heart is with you? Why does it get so late, so doggone early, when I'm so very much in love with you?
Looks like doesn't get so late so early. Here it is time to say goodbye for the weekend, but we'll see you again on Monday, we hope. And remember, you can light up your home with one of those Sears lamps, the planter and aquarium table models for just $29.95.
That's right, and sort of light up your husband's eyes, ladies, with waffles from one of those Dominion electric waffle irons. You'll find them at both Sears retail stores in Seattle. So shop and save at Sears. Have a swell weekend until Monday, remember. When you're feeling kind of low,
throw your troubles out the window.
Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Come over to our house, Monday, good songs and fun.
With your Sears retail stores at 4 to 1.